Okay, today we're going to talk about the Your First Funnel Challenge, which was the relaunch of ClickFunnels 2.0. So I'm going to walk you guys behind the scenes, what it is, how it worked, why we did it this way, and some of the results of when we launched ClickFunnels 2.0.
You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
Okay, so I want to talk about this launch, because this is one that obviously I thought about a lot for a long, long time, right? Like, we had been working on ClickFunnels 2.0 for 2 years. And it's like, how do we bring this into the world, right? Now, the obvious answer is we need to use a funnel because we know that, right? But which one, right? A funnel is like a tool. There's so many of them, right? And we're good at all the tools. Like, I'm really good at webinars. We're really good at product launch. We're really good at challenges. Really good at book funnels. Really good at, you know, like whatever it is, like we could do them all, but it's like, what's the tool that's going to be most useful for us to launch 2.0? So that was the question, right? And there's so many different things, so many different variables that go into this, right? Not only like were we trying to launch a funnel to launch 2.0, it's like we're still trying to build 2.0, which, you know, we're still, you know, we're 8 years into 1.0 and you're still fixing things and tweaking things and stuff. And so 2.0 is like this massive undertaking, which is, you know, the software is 10x what ClickFunnels 1.0 is, right? Like in 2.0, it's like you scroll down, you find the funnels tab. And it's like, oh, here's funnels. And like the one thing that it does, which is all ClickFunnels 1.0, but 2.0 does everything else. It does websites and shopping carts and stores and blogs and a billion other things, right? Like I can't think of the top of my head, like it does all the different things, right? And so we're trying to get all these things done as quick as we can to be able to launch. But as we're launching it, like if you've launched anything, and this is true with like info products, but even more so software, is like as you get closer and closer to launch date, there's things like this isn't gonna be done, this isn't gonna be done. So you have to make these decisions like we're not gonna do this, like whatever those things might be, right? And so just knowing as we're going through this, there's these two things we're juggling. It's just like we have this product we'll be working on for the next 2 decades of our life that, you know, it's always gonna be work in progress. But it, you know, at some point it needs to go live. At some point we have to launch it. And like, when is that? And how do we get it where it's good enough that people can start coming in? And then, you know, it's also the same thing as like when you test something yourself a million different times, as soon as you get, you know, and I'll show you the stats and numbers, but, you know, 16,932 people to sign up in a week for it, they're going to find a lot more bugs that we couldn't find on our own, right? And so it's like, and then how do you handle that? And so there's a lot behind this. And so I want to tell you guys, it's kind of lift the curtain and share everything, because it was a fun process. It was stressful. It was anxiety. It was amazing. It was all the things. And so hopefully you guys will enjoy this episode as we kind of dive into them. So it all started with realizing the type of funnel we wanted to use for the launch 2.0 was a challenge funnel, right? Obviously, at last year's Funnel Hacking Live, Pedro came and spoke about challenge funnels, which was amazing. And then so many of Pedro's students, you know, are in our coaching programs now because they use challenge funnels. They blew up their business and then they're like looking for what's the next step, right? And so they want to learn other funnels and other stuff. And so, in fact, one of them joined our Atlas group, which is a $250,000 a year group to be in. And they basically launched a challenge funnel and then did it like, I can't remember, 18 times. And yeah, they were making insane amounts of money. I'm not going to talk about income claims, but enough that they were able to pay to be in the $250,000 group. And so I keep seeing like these people killing with challenges. We've done a couple little challenges, never one that was like really big scale before. A couple months prior to our launch, Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins did their big challenge. And so we participated in that. We were one of the top 5 affiliates again, like I think every year they've ever done it for a lot of reasons. One, you know, you make good money. Number two, you get to go hang out with Tony Robbins, either in Fiji or in Florida, or there's a lot. And, you know, and I love Tony. I love Dean and just want to help support them. But also I wanted to be able to see at a deep level behind the scenes what they did and why they did it, so I can understand it, because I knew that we were going to be using a similar model to launch ClickFunnels 2.0. And so that was the decision, which we're going to do a challenge funnel. So the next question, like, what's the hook going to be? And this was a painful one for me because it shifted a lot. Initially, we're like, what's the big premise of ClickFunnels, right? The fact that you can bootstrap a company. You don't need VC money and things like that, right? Like this year, Funnel Hacking Live, we did the Bootstrapped Entrepreneur of the Year Award, right? Like I bought bootstrap.com. I'm writing a book called Bootstrap to tell the ClickFunnels story. Like I just knew like that was the hook, like Bootstrap. That's going to be the hook that we're going to use, right? And as we start talking about, though, we realized that most small entrepreneurs, like new entrepreneurs coming to the world, they don't really relate to bootstrapping the way that traditional people are, right? Like someone who reads one of my books, they're not like, I got to go raise venture capital money, right? Like that's not what they look at bootstrapping is. And I was like, well, what do they, like, if you think about bootstrapping, what is it a small entrepreneur coming into our world think about? I was like, well, the thing they think about is Shark Tank, right? Like that's closer to what they think, like, oh, if I get a good idea, I go on Shark Tank and pitch and get some money to fund this business, right? Like that's probably a closer analogy than like, I'm going to go to San Francisco, we're going to pitch the top 5 VC firms in the world and try to get cash, right? That happens, but it's so foreign from like the world that we serve as a whole. And so I was like, okay, bootstrapping, but like, the Shark Tank angle is the most interesting. Now, most of the sharks actually use ClickFunnels for some of their businesses, and so we have good relationships with a bunch of them. But there's one specifically who is like probably one of the biggest proponents of ClickFunnels, and that's Damon John. And I've talked to, it's funny, me and Damon have spoken at different events. In fact, at 10X in Vegas, where we set the world record for the most sales ever from stage, I spoke, and then I sat in the out in the hallway taking pictures of people for like 3 hours afterwards. And I feel bad because Damon spoke right afterwards. And like most of the people were in the hallway, like getting pictures with me because they bought our package and missed his presentation. But we both spoke there, but we didn't see each other. And we spoke somewhere else. We crossed paths, but we never actually met. And so, but we talked on social a couple times. And so I thought, man, he'd be a really cool person to have. And one of the guys on his team told us, they said, like, when we do Shark Tank deals, if the product we're buying, if it makes sense to do with, in ClickFunnels, we built in ClickFunnels and launched it over there. And so I thought of this really funny hook. I was like, what if the hook was basically that, like, this shark, right? Damon John, who's, you know, he's like the vision of like what bootstrapping looks like to small entrepreneurs. Like, I'm gonna come to a shark, he's gonna give me money, we're gonna launch this company together, right? And what if you came to Damon, like, hey, will you fund my company? You know, like, will you invest in my company? And Damon's like, we got two options. Number one, like, I can invest in your company, but I'm just going to go open a ClickFunnels account and launch it and take half your company. Or you could just open a ClickFunnels account and launch it yourself, right? And so that was kind of the premise. I messaged him. I'm like, hey, I had this idea for a hook that'd be kind of funny. Would you be interested in doing this, or just kind of out of bounds? Like, you know, it was like kind of embarrassing. I was nervous just to ask him anyway, but I asked him. I kind of pitched him on the hook, and he wrote back. He's like, actually, that's pretty cool. Hit my manager and let's figure it out. So I was like, oh my gosh, he's cool with it. Like, this is so cool. And so that began it. And so initially it was going to be called the Bootstrap Challenge. And we're going to talk about how to bootstrap your company. But you bootstrap it instead of bootstrapping with the shark, you bootstrap it with the funnel. And that was kind of the initial hook, right? And so we started moving forward towards that. We wrote scripts towards that. We had Damon on calls and we mapped out what it was going to do and what the scripts are going to be and how, you know, and he was bought off on everything. The point where it's like scripts were locked, everything was good. And then we're supposed to go fly down and film all the videos with him. And then fast forward to my mastermind. So I'm with my category kings, which is one of the groups, my inner circle. We're at Pirates Cove. Some of you guys know Barry Baumgartner. She's the one who runs Funnel Hacking Live, runs our events. She runs events for most people, for Tony Robbins, for everybody, right? And she was kind of behind the scenes running Tony and Dean's launch. And one thing she said was interesting as we were talking on day number one of Pirates Cove, she was like, before Tony and Dean launched their thing, they tested like 10 different titles through ads. And she said, the titles that outconverted were the titles that were like an action. So if you look at Tony's, it's like, what are some examples of his? Like, own your future challenge. Like, it's like an action word. Like, you're going to own your future, right? Or, yeah, whatever they are, right? If you notice any Deans or Tony's are always based on something like that. And it's they tested a bunch and that was what worked the best was something like own your future. And so I was looking at ours is the bootstrap challenge, which is like more like a noun, right? It's like, oh, it's just a thing. I was like, we have to come up with a different name. And I couldn't think what it was. And I sat there for 3 years, Pirates Cove, stressing out about this. Cause I knew like, if I make this change, everyone's going to kill me, especially Dan who's sitting right there. Cause he's like, I wrote the scripts. We got everything locked. Like I have a plan. Like, and I was like, but we have to change it. And it was also confusing cause we're going from the bootstrap challenge. Then the Mifky on the thank you page, was your first funnel kit, right? Which gets people access to ClickFunnels and whole kit. I was like, there's this weird disconnect of like bootstrap and then your first funnel challenge, like ClickFunnels 2.0, like these weird branding things. I was just like, I was stressing out about it. And towards the end of that week, I was like, I think for this to work, we have to change it to, and my thought was like, it's almost so simple. It's like your first funnel challenge, right? Own your future challenge. Your first funnel challenge, like it's action, something that they're working towards, right? Bootstrap you're not working towards, it's just a thing versus your first funnel, something you're working towards. Oh, I'm gonna get my first funnel done, right? And then what's cool is like, then I was like, the Mifky is your first funnel challenge box. And so it's like, there's congruency between the landing page message and hook story offer. And then the thank you page hook story offer. And so I kind of called Audible. Somebody wanted to kill me, but we did it. And we made that shift. And then we went back to Damon John, like, hey, we're still doing bootstrap, but kind of bootstrap's like the secondary message, like your first funnel challenge, like you can bootstrap. You know, it became like, this still the same message, but kind of like, we had to like, shifted a little bit to make it fit into this new kind of framework that we were doing. On top of that, we'd also asked all the speakers, a lot of speakers to speak based on this whole bootstrap thing. So I had to go back to all the speakers like, hey, everything talked about, we're shifting it all. And the days you're supposed to be speaking, you're moving. And some speakers are like, what you were going to say no longer fits. I'm so sorry, but we're going to have to pull you out. And it was just kind of it was a lot of stress and anxiety. But I was like, I feel like this is like the thing that we have to do to actually be, for this to be successful. That's what we have to do. The shifts we have to make. And so that's kind of what happened. And so, we made those decisions, and then it was off to the races. Like, we got back from Pirates Cove, and then it was like a week later, we're jumping in a plane, we're flying to LA to go film with Damon John, which, by the way, I'm introverted and shy and awkward, and I was so scared to meet him. And he is like, I mean, come on, like, he's Damon John. He's way cooler than me or you combined. Like, he is like one of the coolest people of all time, right? It's like, we get to like the, we ran like one of those big sound stage warehouses with green screens and white screens and all sorts of stuff with all these scripts and teleprompters and all this stuff. And like, I'm nervous anyway. And I get there before he got there. So like, I'm seeing things, everything, and we're just waiting for him to show up. We're waiting. And all of a sudden they're like, all right, Damon's in the building. I'm like, oh man. And so first time I ever met him in person. So went over there and it was just like, I don't know. I'm always awkward, especially like first time meeting people. And anyway, I was true to form, very awkward. But we met and he's like, so what are we doing today? I'm like, well, you've seen the scripts, right? Like, we're doing that. He's like, oh yeah, whatever. And he was really cool. He was fun to work with. And you can tell he does stuff like this often because it wasn't like, he didn't have scripts memorized, but he's like, it's a teleprompter. I'm going to do it. And so we got out there, got him all dressed up, went out there, and a whole bunch of the first ones are just him to camera, right? So we had lines and scripts and he's reading them and doing these things. And it was just kind of fun watching him. And but in the back of the mind, I was stressing out sitting back. So I was like, I know that me and him, a whole bunch of ads were filming together. And some of the ads, I don't know if we'd gotten them completely approved through him. And I was like, what if he doesn't want to say them? Dan had written these scripts. Some were like so funny, but it's just like also like, you know, he's making fun of himself in these things. And we're like, is he going to be okay with that? Is he going to, you know? And so he filmed all the ones he did first. And then it was like, now me and him have to go out there. And the other thing that stressed me out is like, Damon John is like, he's Damon John. He's like the founder of FUBU, like one of the best dressed people in the world. Like, I'm a t-shirt and jeans guy who dresses once a year for Funnel Hacking Live. And so I'm like, I have to dress to match him or to like kind of be like, I don't want to look like, so I'm trying to like dress where I'm not in a suit and tie, but I'm like the cool like internet nerd version of that. And like, it was so stressful. We were shopping and buying all sorts of stuff. And anyway, so got all dressed up and then it was me and him on camera together and we're doing it. And the first, like, anyway, it was really hard for me. I really struggled through that because I'm trying to like deliver a line, but then he's sitting right next to me and it's like, anyway, it was hard, but we did it and kept going back and forth. And eventually we got all the lines in, all the scripts done. And there was like this one that, like, hey, we have another script we wrote. Just want to see if you're okay with it. So it pops on the teleprompter and Damon's reading. He's like, oh, seriously? You guys are going to like, all right, whatever, let's do it. And we're like, oh, and like, anyway, we're so excited. But I was like so stressed. Like, he's going to hate me when this is all over. So we filmed that one as well. And from that, we got all these amazing ads for the registration page, for the ads, for the retargeting ads, for like all the stuff around this challenge with Damon by himself, with me and Damon together. Some of the ads are hilarious if you haven't seen them. In fact, let's queue up one or two of the funny ads with me and Damon, because the whole joke was just like, you know, they can give money to you or they can build a funnel. And so he played along and had so much fun. So here's a couple of the ads just to show you guys the fun we had with this.
Funnels, are they a website? Oh, are they a strategy? A utensil? A delicious, deep-fried piece of cake. Or is it a software that can change your life and business forever? Let's talk about it.
Hello, Damon, the People Shark. My name's Russell Brunson, and I'm here today seeking no money, really, but I'd love for you to be in a commercial.
Commercial for what?
For the Your First Funnel Challenge. It's a free 5-day challenge teaching people how to launch a business without needing investors like banks or family members or...
me.
So, you in?
Why don't you let me invest?
No.
5%?
Nope.
6%, and that's my final offer.
No.
Oh, you want to play possum on me? How about 8%?
What?
Take one marker.
Sign up for the First Funnel Away Challenge today and learn how to launch your business without any investors.
You're supposed to go down in equity, not up.
Whatever, 9%.
Listen, you want to learn how to build a business without my money or the banks or your parents? I'm talking about anyone's money. How about with no money whatsoever? No? All right, keep scrolling. Bye.
All right, those ads are pretty great, right? We had so much fun. And then the end of it is basically we wanted Damon to present at the challenge, but again, with timing and stuff, it was just difficult. So we decided to film his session of the challenge as an interview while we were there. So set up some couches, got all the lights perfect. And then I had a chance to actually interview him there at the end of that crazy day. And the whole thing it was just one of those things where it's like your nerves are high, anxiety is stressful. You're moving a million miles a minute. You're having a lot of fun. You're meeting like someone you looked up to for your whole life. And like just all the things and all the anxiety. And by the time it was done, I was just wrecked. I was so tired. Just like, and as fast as it all started, it was gone and he took off and he was on to the next Damon John thing. Who knows what he was doing? And that was kind of the end of it. And it was amazing. So that was the filming session of getting all this, the stuff for that. And then we had to fast forward back and Dan and his team's editing all the videos as fast as they could, because we're like a week away from the challenge now for the launching of it. And then we're coordinating with the speakers and like the curriculum. And honestly, like it was tough because even like what I was going to teach kept changing and shifting and changing and shifting. If you've studied Expert Secrets book or The Perfect Webinar, any of the things that like the way that I teach, right? The way I structure things, you'll see it in everything I do, right? You see it in the webinars we do, obviously. You see it from Funnel Hacking Live. You see it in our retargeting, our email sequences. Like everything follows the same sales process and principle, right? Like the Perfect Webinar in a nutshell is like there's a big domino, right? There's an origin story about how you discover the big domino. And there's three secrets. Each one is tackling a false belief that's holding back from success. The first is belief about the vehicle that you're trying to get them into, the opportunity. Number two is the internal false beliefs and the external false beliefs. And then you transition to the stack and the close. Like there's the Perfect Webinar in a nutshell, right? And again, I could do a 3-day event on that, or you can read the book or whatever, but that's kind of what it is. And so if you look at the way the challenge framework looks, people are like, oh, how do you run a challenge? Like it's the same selling structure, right? Day number one is all about introducing the opportunity, the origin story, how you found this opportunity. Day number two is teaching the framework about that, and telling the stories that prove that this opportunity is the best opportunity for them. The next day number three is the internal false beliefs. Day number four is external false beliefs, and the stack and the close, and then your repitch. So it's the same framework just plugged in over 5 days. And so I knew like where I needed to go, but I couldn't figure things out. We knew what the offer was going to be. We knew what the repitch was going to be, but it's like, how do we structure day one, two, and three? Actually, I said that wrong. Day number one is origin story and secret number one, basically. Day number two is internal, external, stack and the close, and repitch. So that's the 5 days. Anyway, so like it kept shifting and changing. And even the week before the launch, like I think on Wednesday or Thursday before the training started, like I was shifting it again and like moving where the speakers were at. And I was like, luckily for me, a lot of speakers had come for multiple days, so I was able to move them around and didn't have any issues. But when all said and done, we had it mapped out where it's like it was perfect, right? People were coming in, we're helping build the very first funnel, get it done and launched and live, break the false beliefs around why they couldn't do it, give them beliefs why they could do it and how they could be successful, and make them a very special offer. And that was kind of the structure of the actual challenge. And so after finally hard coding in the speakers, getting it all done, traffic was going, launches were going, we started getting a lot of leads. And so I'm going to go through just a couple of numbers real quick, just on the front end. So from the promotion, we had 221,101 people registered for the challenge during the promotional thing, which is amazing. Now on the thank you page, if you've been studying the linchpin with me, I taught this at Funnel Hacking Live, I'm teaching a lot. If not, go and Google Russell Brunson's linchpin model. I'm sure there's a video or training somewhere about it, but the linchpin works. So on the thank you page, you have a MythKey offer that pushes people into continuity. So we had 16,932 people who signed up for ClickFunnels 2.0 on the thank you page, which is pretty amazing. And so that's kind of step number one before the event ever happened, right? So 221,101 opt-ins and 16,930 people took the VIP upgrades. And then what happens is then everyone gets in there, day number one happens, and we do the training. And the training went awesome. And then we had two guest speakers who spoke afterwards. And at the end of that, we made a pitch for people who weren't VIP, because basically said, hey, if you're a VIP member, first off, you get ClickFunnels trial for 30 days for free. And number two, you're going to be on these live Zoom calls with speakers. And so we did a pitch right then, right after after day number one training. And I think from there, I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was like another 1,000, 2,000 people or so went and signed up for VIP and got ClickFunnels trials at the end of day number one, because they wanted to be in the VIP training happening afterwards, which was amazing. And so the VIP training is just for people who upgraded. So we did VIP training. And then day number two, and the biggest headache we had was honestly is having almost 17,000 people join ClickFunnels 2.0 in one day, you know, in a couple of days. And then day number one, giving them all a homework assignment and all 17,000 people logging into ClickFunnels and doing that homework. And we had all sorts of issues with the software crashing, the templates not working, and the themes. And like, oh, I still have nightmares about that night. I went to bed that night, like just in tears, like wanting to cancel the entire event, like cancel everything, like cancel 2.0. Russell's going to run away and just be done, because it was just like, it was tough. And in the Facebook group, it turned into this negative thing of like, I'm logged in and it's crashing. I can't get my login and da-da-da, like thing after thing. And it was just like, it was all encompassing, where the end, I couldn't sleep that entire night. And then day number two, I woke up, I was sick to my stomach all day. And I decided on day number two, like, I needed to reframe this because, like, we're losing the audience. We're losing everybody. Everyone's, like, upset and frustrated. I'm like, they have a 30-day trial. They're going to be upset. It doesn't work for them. They can cancel. Like, I'm like, just give us time. Like, we're doing these things, right? Like, come in here and, like, we're building this stuff together. Like, worst case scenario, like, it's not costing you anything. It's just we're trying to get you to do this, right? It's the whole chicken and the egg thing. Like, perfect the software before we give it to them or give it to them while it's being perfected. Like, if you wait till it's perfect, it'll never be live, right? We never launched ClickFunnels 1.0 if we waited for it to be perfect because it's still not perfect to this day, right? It's like there's this thing. And so by giving it to everybody, we started finding out what the mistakes were very, very quickly. And so all night long, like I was in the Facebook group, I think for 5 or 6 hours, like responding to questions, getting things, sending them to the dev team and like going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Like I didn't sleep that whole night. Next morning, I was struggling. I got in there. I said, I have to take control of the audience. We got 221,000 people and it's just chaos right now, right? And so if you look at my presentation on day two, if you watch a replay or whatever, day number two, I started by changing people's attitudes and shifting from like, all this stuff's not working to like, you guys, like you're not stressed. Like you're worrying about the wrong things. And like, and I did a big reframe that went really, really well. And then I did the teaching for day number two. And what's crazy is my two guest speakers day two were Garrett White and Annie Grace. And Annie went first and she gave an amazing presentation, but she also kind of like reshifted people's perception, helping them understand like how big this mission is and what each person individually is called to do and like focusing on that. And it was amazing. And then Garrett came in, as you know, Garrett just yells a lot and he did a good job though. I got him to not drop a single F-bomb the entire time, which was amazing. But he also had people like take accountability, like, yes, software's being worked on. Things are like, we're fixing bugs as fast as possible, but quit trying to figure out ways to prove this wrong. Like take ownership. Like this is your life. This is your future. Like get in there and like, just do the things. And like, you know, if it doesn't work out, it's okay. Like just keep working on it. It's going to like, we're here for you. Right. And by day number two, it shifted. Like the tone in the Facebook group went positive. Like, everyone's excited. Everyone's like, it shifted everything in a powerful, fast thing. And from that point forward, the rest of the event was amazing. Day number three, training went great. Day number four, the stack and the close, the guest speakers were perfectly, like everything was perfect. Day number five, we did the logical repitch. And then there we had a chance to watch the actual interview with Damon John. And that was the first 5 days of the challenge. And what's crazy behind the scenes people didn't know is that as soon as the challenge got done every single day, we brought in a whole bunch of amazing guest speakers because we were trying to film something that still hasn't launched yet. And that's maybe a story from the other day, but I brought in like Jeff Walker and Todd Brown and Perry Belcher and Dan Henry and all these amazing people. And when the challenge got done, we filmed these videos of them teaching their best funnel. And the plan was as soon as the launch was done is to send people these videos like, here's Jeff Walker teaching the product launch funnel. And then like giving them a share funnel of the product launch funnel, exact same way that Jeff taught it and unlocking it for free for people. And then here's Dan Henry teaching his membership site funnel. And here's Gabe Schillinger teaching his viral challenge model, like teaching each of these different funnel types and giving people the things. And again, as of the recording of this, we'll still haven't gone live, which is killing me. But that was also happening during the challenge day. So we have challenge of the day happening, that happening. And then I literally had to run to my kids' wrestling practice right after that. It was just so much chaos. And then the end of the week, we had all the affiliates fly in for things. We had like 40 or 50 affiliates flying in the office, which is so much chaos. And after the Friday challenge is done, we decided to do this bonus live event day, which was kind of crazy, where Jenna Kutcher was going to speak and Grant Cardone was going to speak and Myron Golden and like all these like huge speakers were flying in for this last day. It was almost like having a mini FHL at the end of this thing. Like it was like the most chaotic, stressful, tiring, emotional roller coaster week of my entire life. In fact, I still remember like Friday night leaving the office, like 11:30 at night, I'm driving home and I'm messaging to like, make sure Grant's going to be here in the morning. Like, so I'm messaging Grant's business partner, like, hey, Grant's gonna be here tomorrow. Right. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, Grant doesn't want to give a presentation. He wants you to interview him. And I'm like, no, dude, no, you understand. Like he has to do a presentation. Like it threw a whole wrench. Like, anyway, I won't go through all the emotions, but I was so stressed. I'm like, I thought he had a presentation on a certain topic and now he's coming without a presentation. I'm like, this could go anywhere. I have no idea what Grant's going to say. I love Grant, but you have no idea what Grant's going to say. Right. And it's just like so much chaos. And so anyway, next day starts. I kick it off. Jenna comes in and Jenna, I mean, she's amazing. She does her stuff. It's amazing. Grant comes in the backstage and we're outside before he gets on. We ask a couple questions and then he's like, hey, you're gonna interview me. And so I jump on stage, we bring him in, we start interviewing him. And it was crazy. Like I've always liked Grant Cardone. I love Grant Cardone. Like he stepped up and delivered for us in a way that was amazing. His presentation was it was powerful. It was funny. It was hilarious. He weaved in ClickFunnels. He said the word ClickFunnels like 4,000 times. He told a story about how when he was on Undercover Billionaire, they're like, they give him basically $100. And he's like, I took $100, put it in a bank. And the first thing it is, I went and got a ClickFunnels account. And like just all these amazing things he did. Anyway, it was amazing. And then every other speaker, Myron spoke. Like it was, that day was amazing. We did a repitch at the end, sold a whole bunch more people into it. It was crazy. It was amazing. It was so tiring. That night, I remember laying in bed and I was like, I cannot believe we did this. And to put it in perspective, we had Funnel Hacking Live was like 2 weeks earlier. So this is kind of, we did Funnel Hacking Live, had a week where we did a 2-day linchpin event for my Inner Circle members. And then we had the launch week the next week. So it was a month of insane chaos. And it was kind of one of the last, well, it wasn't the last, we had Inner Circle. We had 4 days of Inner Circles the next week, but it was almost the last, but it was the last like big, stressful, huge thing. Again, total numbers from this whole thing, 210,000 people registered for the challenge. 16,000 people signed up for 16,932 people signed up for ClickFunnels trials. We pushed people to a certification offer. We had a big uptake on the certification offer. If you study the linchpin model, you know at the end of the challenge you make an offer for bulk version of your subscription. So we sold a 6-month account to ClickFunnels 2.0. And here's the stats. After the entire challenge was over, people that bought that offer, we had 3,896 people bought that full price offer, which gave them ClickFunnels. 36 people paid in full to become certified funnel builders, and 436 people paid for the funnel builder certification plan over a payment plan, which is all the offer that happened at the end of the challenge, which is pretty awesome. And it keeps going from there. Now, obviously, the dust has settled a little bit. I looked at the stats yesterday to kind of get an update. And of the, you know, the 16,000-17,000 people who joined ClickFunnels 2.0 during that time, obviously there's going to be attrition and cancellations and churn, all those kind of things. But even right now, we have over 10,000 people that came in during that segment, during the challenge, who are still active ClickFunnels 2.0 members, which is amazing. It's what we did year number one at ClickFunnels the entire year. We were able to do that in a week, which is a cool way to kind of kick off the ClickFunnels 2.0. And we have so many updates. Over this year, I'm going to share updates on all the things we're doing because I know a lot of you guys are curious. Like, what are all the things you're doing to grow your SaaS company? But the big beginning part was this. It was kind of like the launch pad to get it into the world. You know, it's been fun because the dev team is all the issues and bugs have been coming and they've been smashing them, getting them rid, adding new features, getting things. And it's like the platform is getting better and better and better every single day, which has been fun. More and more people coming in. We have the new sales page, new sales video, which we'll do a whole other episode talking about that. As we discuss the difference between branding versus direct response and which one's better, we all know which one's better. But we'll discuss that in a future episode. But it's been fun. It's been a lot of stress, a lot of headaches, a lot of work. But it's also like the fruits of now it's done. You know, we were talking about and building ClickFunnels 2.0 for 2 years. We worked on the launch for 6 months. We did the launch over a 6-7 day period of time. And now it's a month or two later. It's like, oh, it worked. Like it's out there in the world. Like our vision, our dream is now being used by tens of thousands of people around the world and just continue to grow every single day. So that's some of the stories behind the Your First Funnel Challenge launch, how we got ClickFunnels back out, ClickFunnels 2.0 into orbit. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, let me know in the comments down below. We'll keep sharing more cool stuff behind the scenes of how we're doing all this stuff, right? You probably noticed the change format in the Marketing Secrets Show. We're doing less of me talking about marketing principles and more just kind of showing like, here's the practical application of all the stuff we're talking about happening in all the different businesses we own. I hope you're enjoying it. If you are, let us know. Go, if you're watching listening to the podcast, go rate and review. Let me know your thoughts on the new show format. If you're watching on YouTube, let us know in the comments down below. And also make sure that you subscribe and turn on the notifications. That way, when the next video comes out, you get it in your feed as soon as it comes out. Thank you guys again so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll see you on the next episode of the Marketing Secrets Show.